You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So all schools are closed in Denver today, which means the commute patterns will be a little different, probably. In fact, as I look out on Colorado Boulevard from up here on our 12th floor perch, it seems like traffic's at about a third of what it normally is.
Yeah, it looks quiet. Moving slow.
So
feels like Christmas.
Up in Adam, you've got to get out there and get into it, then just relax.
Just floor it.
Found out that Kroenke Sports Entertainment Radio is on a delay.
That's our company.
Mm-hmm.
Delay. Nobody will be here till 10.
Everybody else is on
That's
delay.
All right. Come on. I told you. It's fine.
I know. Dom's,
it's fine.
I think Dom is harboring a storm in there, in that little soul of his.
Fine.
Everybody gets to come in at 10 o'clock today. Underline everybody
yeah,
gets
but
to
we're
come
leaving.
In today.
We're leaving at 10.
O'clock. I'm leaving at 8:30. What Wait, are you talking
we're
about?
We're still on air.
Well, mics are on. Mics are on.
I'll be done at 8:30. Anyway, so Jeremy was telling me about a...
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's an app or something that you can
get. It's a website. You've probably heard of cotrip.org. It's like the Colorado Roads.
God, I can't get enough of that.
Website. I'm on it constantly. You can go on and look at photos of the roads and videos. And now they've got this new thing on it.
You're a dork.
I can't get enough of it. You can go on and track where every plow is in the entire state. You can see where they're at. And then you can click on it and it'll tell you how far they've traveled, how fast they're going right now, and where they're going.
Does it tell you the name of the driver?
No, I wish it did.
Curious, how can they fit that many snowplows into the same Circle K parking lot? That's what I don't understand.
I know. That's the thing.
How do they get 12 of them in there?
I feel so bad for these plow drivers because now they can't slack off, I guess, you know? I mean, not that they weren't doing, they're doing their job, but now you can go online and see where all these poor guys are. It's like, give them a break.
They get more grief than any other profession.
You know, when I had first moved here to Denver about 30 years ago, there was a huge, in fact, it was Paula Woodward. Remember her?
I love her.
From Channel 9.
Paula!
From Channel 9, and she did this big thing that was about tracking the snowplow drivers. And they actually got in a vehicle and they were driving along behind them with their cameras going. This is so
I remember
school.
This.
Stalk you later.
This is way pre-internet stuff. But they did that. And then they put it on the air. And sure enough, they showed these guys all pulled over at the Circle K or the 7-Eleven.
They're having coffee.
Guess up.
And for every hour that they were supposedly on the clock, they only spent something like, I don't know, 4 minutes actually plowing. It was some ridiculous thing. And of course, you should have seen the reaction in this city. The people went crazy.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot different since then.
Right, that was many years
many
ago.
Many years ago.
Yeah,
but still,
now
your
with
boss,
this app, they can't get away with anything.
For your boss to be able to go on and be like, you're at 285 and Wadsworth right now. You're just sitting there. What are you doing? It's like, come on. Mm-hmm. Give these guys, they're up early. They're working their butt off. Traffic around them are jerks.
Here's what I want to
know. Now they got this.
I don't mind. That's fine. You know, that's your tax dollars at work there to see where they're driving around with their snow plows. But think about those guys who do the private plowing. The guys who just get their pickup trucks.
Oh, I do.
Like this dude right down here on the ATV in the parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or those guys who get the pick-em-up trucks and they put the blade on the front and then they go around and they're hired out to do parking lots at like apartment complexes and everything. I want to know how much money they make for that.
Same. And I was thinking about that driving in today because it's like, well, I'm so already used to getting up early. So if I wasn't coming in doing this, I'd get myself an old truck and plow.
Why not, right?
In the mornings. Why not?
Listen to your podcast or your music.
My buddy Jerry, who owns Colorado Off-Road that I am friends with, he does that in the morning. And I was just kind of texting with him. I was like, how relaxing is that for you? And he said, it's great. There's nobody there. Your own boss. You've got the radio on. Mm-hmm. He's listening to us. And you're just cruising around.
What's his name?
Clown. Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, be careful.
Yeah, careful, buddy.
Hi, Jerry.
Don't roll it.
Yeah. I want to know how much these guys are making for a
I
for
think it's pretty good, but
storm like this.
My friend used to work for a company that they're landscaping during the summer and then they're snow removal during the winter. And they were all, but you know, they was all kind of younger guys and they were all party animals. And of course, the nature of weather is that you have to get up at 3 a.m. to go out and plow.
So they're hungover while they're
drunk plowing.
So, not exactly straight lines in the old parking lot, but I still love, this is so corny of me, but when you're driving down the highway and you see like in unison. Let's say there's like three plows on I-25 all working together. Like I get a swell of pride in my heart, and there's just something so majestic and United States of America that they're working together to clear the roads, to make it safe for us. Like, I swear to God, like I can hear like the eagles soaring and I can
You're
hear like
it's
John
like,
Denver playing in the background.
Oh yes, kind of like three F-16s in formation.
It really
totally
is.
Flying overhead.
You like, want it? Like I put my hand over my heart and I start saying the Pledge of Allegiance and
you
I say,
salute him as you go
thank
by.
Thank you God for these plows working together. I just, I
They're
love
all
it.
Carry on citizens.
I get like tears pop out, you guys.
Well,
it's
now
ridiculous.
You, well, now you can track and see where there's three at a time right now.
Oh God, I'm gonna follow them home. I am. It's just it's
and give them
blissful.
All a big hug.
Look, there's four together right here.
I
want to
salute
Emily.
Them like the American citizens that they are.
All right, listen, if you do this kind of independent work stuff, why don't you call us real fast? We're talking about snowplow drivers. Bonnie, you're on an HOA, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm on an HOA in southwest Denver. Well, actually, southeast.
You don't know where Denver. You are. That's
I'm trying.
Are you
I'm
in Kansas right now?
Not very encouraging for people on the HOA. So how much are you guys paying your condo plowers?
So when they come, it's kind of a standard contract. So you tell the contract, you know, when you do sign the contract, you tell them if you want to come out at 3 inches or 5 inches. And that's for the sidewalks, and then for the parking lot, it's, you know, above 6 inches. Or, you know, so there's all these little variables you can put in there.
Well, what's
so
today?
The shovelers go for about six. This is pretty standard, I hear. The shovelers go for like $65 an hour, and we usually have four or five out. And then we've got 12 buildings. And then the plow, when they plow, it's $370 an hour. And then if they sand or salt, that's extra. Mm. So this storm will probably cost my complex between $6,000 and $10,000.
Holy
what the
shnikes.
What? Hey. Whoa!
You got to get a blade on your truck.
Wow!
You got to get Bonnie. Thank you
Holy
for
cow.
That.
Even shoveling, it's like great exercise.
You know how
paid.
Slow I would plow that parking lot? What was it? 300 an hour? What did you say?
370.
Oh, I'd be going so bucks. Slow.
You know, in my neighborhood, the rule is 4 inches of snow before they'll come out and clear everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that means once there's 4 inches of snow, they'll get the call, and they might not show up for 12 hours.
Duh.
In the townhouses, they had a rule in their contract where it was something like it had to stop snowing for at least 12 hours before they'd even bring somebody out.
Oh, for God's sake. Here's Carmen. Hello, Carmen.
Hi there.
So who does your husband drive a plow for?
My husband plows for Jefferson County, and he plows in the Golden area.
Mm-hmm. Is he working for the county itself, or is he independent?
No, he's for the county itself. So when he's not plowing, he's on road and bridge maintenance.
Let me ask you something. What's his biggest gripe about other people when he's plowing?
His biggest gripe is drivers and how they try to pass him by, and it's like they don't realize how dangerous it is to try to pass a plow driver.
Besides,
just take him out.
I think I would just like to get in, tuck in right behind a plow,
clearing the road.
Yeah, and just let them lead me into work.
Exactly. You don't want to get too close because then you have that sand too that could, you know,
right, it'll tear up your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So is he one of the? Can you track him then online? Is he one of those plows now?
You know, I don't know. Probably,
he's not the big
I'm
orange
sure.
truck.
I'm sure he probably is. You know, he's if you notice, he's plowing around, you know, his girlfriend's house a lot.
Hey, plowing that,
Carmen.
I kind of was listening to the other gal. I kind of wish he'd just quit the job for the county and go independent because he doesn't make near as much money as they do.
Right, but that big truck's a lot cooler.
Yeah, it is.
Chicks dig it.
Have a great day, Carmen.
Thank you. You too.
Here's a TJ on the line who's driving a plow. Did I get this right? You're driving a plow out at Centennial Airport?
I am.
Okay, now that might be the coolest of all because you could just cut loose like a bat out of hell on that runway.
Tear it up.
You can like write messages on the tarmac.
Land here.
Carve your name in the snow. Do you plow the actual runways, TJ?
Yeah, we take care of the main runway and all the taxiways.
How fun.
Although now that I think about it, they got those little lights on the side. Mm-hmm. You probably, what if you ran over one of those?
Clink, 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 clink. Oops. Well.
Yeah, they're definitely, it's definitely getting icy out here. So, yeah, we've hit a couple of those already.
Oh, really? You're taking out the lights
that
at
can't
Centennial
be good.
Airport?
That can't be good.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not good, but.
Yeah, but it happens.
Are you doing donuts in the big orange truck?
Oh, no, no, no.
You liar.
TJ, we need somebody plowing the airport who has more of a sense of adventure with
yeah.
these things.
How fast have you gotten her up to today, TJ?
What's that?
Never mind. Do you, you're doing. Thank you for your work.
You're a good man. Listen, thank you for... Thank you for doing
Sir,
that.
I could see you, Dom. I could see Dom and Jeremy going out there and just like a bat out of hell.
We'd be doing donuts.
Racing.
I
would like to race Jeremy runway in a snowplow on a runway airport.
Snow removal is not funny, kids.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.